or online at yourasecu.com.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. New details in the crash that killed Auburn announcer Rod Bramlett and his wife Paula nearly 2 weeks ago. According to the traffic crash report, the 16-year-old who was driving the vehicle that struck the back of the Bramlett's car admitted that he fell asleep at the wheel and doesn't remember what happened. Lee County coroner says alcohol was not a factor in the crash. Montgomery police say no foul play is suspected in the death of a man found in the Alabama River earlier this week. His body was found near Powder Magazine Park and Cooter's Pond in Prattville Wednesday morning. Authorities say they're working to determine a cause of death. The man's name has not been released. Governor Kay Ivey signed several bills into law yesterday, including House Bill 380. The bill now gives the governor the power to appoint a director of the Alabama Board of Pardons and Paroles. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32, and keep up with us online at alabamanews.net.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Deadly accident at the U.S. Military Academy. There was a 5-ton vehicle that was loaded with cadets. It overturned on the way to a training exercise.
Floods are threatening millions of people in the central U.S.
The situation is dire.
Raptors guard Kyle Lowry fall into the front row in Oracle Arena. That's when Warriors minority investor Mark Stevens shoves Lowry and allegedly curses at him.
At the U.S. cemetery in Normandy, the president attacked former special counsel and Vietnam veteran Robert Mueller.
He made such a fool out of himself.
And had this to say about House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi's a disaster.
The Trump administration says they're going to push forward with plans to slap tariffs on exports from Mexico.
The FCC voting to allow telecom providers to block illegal and unwanted calls before they reach consumers.
American teams serving notice in Paris with a dramatic upset victory.
Beating reigning French Open champ Simona Halep.
I don't know how I did it, but it just happened.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF edition. First time calls, need to let Joey the producer know, or John the producer know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card. But any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. I don't think there are many people in that drawing, so today would be a good day to do that. And it's a great weekend to go down to Sweet Creek Farm Market, buy those peaches, get that corn, get those cantaloupes, get the watermelon. Nobody gets hurt. It's always good. And no, John, you cannot get in on the drawing.
I need to get in on the drawing.
You do need to get in on the drawing. Let's see where we're going to go next here. La da 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 da. I think we've used all the Morning Joe stuff, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go down to the Trump still not satisfied with the Mexicans' proposal and reduces migrants. And this is a CBS story this morning. This is another one of the things they just totally have misrepresented this.
White House faces a deadline today to decide whether to impose new tariffs on all Mexican imports. A third day of intense negotiations between U.S. and Mexican officials will try to stop those tariffs from taking effect on Monday.
President Trump is threatening tariffs to get Mexico's government to do more to stop illegal immigration. Mexico seems to be taking a tougher stance, offering to use troops to block migrants along its southern border. Weijia Zhang is at the White House. Weijia, time is running out on these tariffs. And in fact, Mexico, I was reading this morning, has already tripled deportations in the past 3 or 4 months. So what solution will actually satisfy the president?
Mexico is scrambling to figure that out because you're right. They've already proposed a variety of ways to control illegal migration, but so far the administration is not satisfied. Plus, a White House official said President Trump has not spoken directly with his Mexican counterpart, and they are the only two people who can sign off on a deal.
I said, we're going to put tariffs on because we want you to help us with, because they won't pass any legislation in Congress.
Okay, now notice how what he did is that Mexico is doing something, but it's not enough to Donald Trump. He's not willing to do anything. Now, let me tell you what they are doing. They're sending 6,000 National Guard, Mexican National Guards down there. They are meeting the folks before they actually get to Mexico. They're meeting them in Guatemala, which I'm not sure how Guatemala feels about having military in their country, but Mexico bigger than Guatemala. So, but notice how they're doing the story. They're parsing the story that Trump is just not satisfied. I think he's smart. What he's done is he's got them to the table. They're doing something, and he wants to get them to do as much as possible. Let's continue on with the story.
In a Fox News interview that aired late last night, President Trump defended his plan to impose tariffs on all Mexican imports, confident they will force Mexico to cut off the flow of Central Americans at the southern border. That's despite criticism from those within his own party who say American consumers will suffer.
Tariffs are a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful word if you know how to use them properly. Republicans should love what I'm doing.
This week, hundreds of Mexican law enforcement officers blocked about 1,000 migrants at the Mexico-Guatemala border. CBS News has learned Mexico offered to deploy 6,000 troops there, but the White House said that was not enough. Mexico then agreed to change its asylum policy to force migrants to apply for refuge in Mexico if they have entered the country, instead of crossing over to do it in the U.S., something Mexico has long resisted. Both sides said they have made progress, but not enough to reach an agreement.
I go into the room with the Mexicans. I'm asking them for everything. And by the way, if they don't do it, I'm putting the tariffs on. We're going to make a fortune.
But President Trump is scheduled to...
Severe thunderstorm watch number 339, effective until 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time. This watch includes the following counties in Alabama: Bullock, Elmore, Macon, Pike, and Tallapoosa. Remember, a severe thunderstorm watch means the conditions are favorable for the development of severe weather, including large hail and damaging winds in and close to the watch area. While severe weather may not be imminent, persons should remain alert for rapidly changing weather conditions and listen for later statements and possible warnings. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio, commercial radio and television outlets, or internet sources for the latest severe weather information. Repeating, severe thunderstorm watch number 339 has been issued from 1:10 p.m. Central Daylight Time until 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time for the following counties in Alabama: Bullock, Elmore, Macon, Pike, and Tallapoosa.
Take advantage of it. Give him a call. Get those things converted. Or maybe you need... some video shot for your business or for some project that you're working on, give Dan Black a call. He can do it, and he will not only do it, he'll do it really, really well. 334-440-7818. 7818 Dan Black Studios. My good friend Dan Black, he is a great guy. He'll take great care of you, I promise you. Now let's go to Dean Reynolds, listening, talking about the effect of tariffs. Now let me tell you something, he's misleading everybody, he's misleading them. I checked this with a grocer.
Any tariffs on Mexican goods are likely to push up costs for American consumers and businesses. Dean Reynolds spoke to one businessman in Chicago who says the price of food could skyrocket.
Peter Testa, the president of Testa Produce, says there are certain foods, especially during the wintertime, that you can only get from Mexico.
During the wintertime, notice.
Climate. Now, putting a tariff on those products, he warns, could create a snowball effect that will be felt by every American.
This is all for Mexico, okay? This whole pallet.
As we walked with Peter Testa through his company's vast 91,000 square foot produce warehouse, we quickly understood why he's a little anxious these days.
Probably 80, 90% of all the jalapenos in Chicago right now are all Mexican grown.
With the Trump administration threatening to impose new tariffs on Mexican imports to force a crackdown on illegal immigration, it means Testa could soon have to pay more to stock his shelves. And so could his customers, grocery stores, restaurants, and all of their customers.
You know, cucumbers, watermelons, green onions.
Blackberries.
Apples, yeah.
Papayas.
Yeah. Papaya, all this.
Bananas.
All this is coming from Mexico right now.
Okay. Now, he notice he said during the fall. Is it the fall, boys and girls? No, it's not. It's summer. I hate to break the news. So you just walk outside and you get kind of a concept of it from the rain. Here is what they're not telling you. They're talking about the price increase, and they'll go, the consumers are going to pay for it. Here is what happens. Let's say you go buy an avocado, and you are Publix, and I asked a Publix person this. You're buying an avocado. You are buying hundreds of thousands of avocados. Hundreds of thousands of them. And let's say you're going to sell that avocado for $1.75. What you do is you buy that avocado for a dollar. And so the tariff that's on there is 5 cents on that dollar. So it's $1.05. Then you've got to pay trucking, shipping for that. And then you've got a spoilage group. How much do you lose out of that? And then you've got your profit. So if you're selling it for $1.70, for example, you're really only having to add 5 cents to it. It's not 5% to the purchase price. It's 5% to the amount that Publix pays for it. And the Publix person said, you know, we'll try to pass on the increase, but if people aren't buying, what we'll do is we'll lower the price.
Well, and also if Trump keeps getting opposition, say in the Senate, from Republicans, because I have seen graphics out there that say that if he makes good on all the threats, maybe Mexico does more and does what he wants, and he doesn't slap on the 25% tariff, the maximum of it. But it could be you call for another income tax cut, especially for the middle class and low earners. And that way you would keep giving more money back to Americans, saying, man, we're going to have revenue increases via the tariff.
Another part of this is, as I tried to, when this first started happening, I was explaining, when Champion is buying a shirt from China that now has a tax on it, they've already, and if you look at Champion stock, there was actually a whole big thing on IBD about this. They had already set up something with Vietnam. They already had them as a supply line. It wasn't as big as China because the profits, the amount they're selling for, were cheaper. All they're going to do is change the supply line. The other thing that happens is, if it gets too expensive, guess what, boys and girls? You're not going to buy it. Now, yeah. Dean Reynolds' guy is going to make a, you can't live without food.
Well, yeah.
Well, you can't live without food, but you can substitute food with another thing that's more economical. Denny Moore just tastes wonderful when it doesn't have a tariff on it. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to East. East, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan. I just stopped by Sweet Creek.
I saw that.
Yeah, I got yelled at by the peacocks. That was fun.
I showed John and Joey your pictures that you sent. That did look like it was a lot of fun.
Oh, listen, we're going tonight. We're going to eat. Just have us a great date night. Hey, look, I don't know what the word is. Maybe Joey can help me, John. I don't know. It's not that I'm offended, because I hate using that word, but it really bothers me that they're wanting me to get all worked up, lathered up about the price of beer and avocados when illegal aliens have been costing the American taxpayer multiplied billions of dollars every year. I mean, what gives, Dan?
Well, I'll tell you something. First of all, they're misrepresenting it because what they're doing is they're, number one, trying to prove Donald Trump wrong. And then, number two, yeah, by the way, very good job with that comment. You were spot on. But what they're trying to do is scare the consumer that Donald Trump is going to do something to him. And, you know, if an avocado goes up 5 cents on a $1.70 purchase, does that make a California avocado more competitive? And who else is going to be selling avocado? Just like China said, well, we'll go get our soybeans from Portugal. Well, we'll go get our avocados from another place.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, welcome to the competing market.
Yeah, free enterprise world.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what we need.
This Dean Reynolds does a real disservice with this article that he's doing here. An absolute disservice.
Yeah, I agree, and that was the thing. I mean, it just struck me. What in the world, of all the billions that are spent on people that aren't, you know, doing anything or haven't checked in with the court when they said they would? I mean, come on. 5 cents more on an avocado is going to be a deal breaker? I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm with you. The media has so overdone this. And let me tell you who the worst culprit is. I was stunned at some stuff that CNBC was saying, which I used to really like. But now that they're owned by Comcast solely, it is they've really gone off the reservation. They basically, they had a lady up there blaming Trump for the 58,000 job number with a 3.6 unemployment. It was supposed to, the target was 180,000. If you read anything about it, I instantly went to Investors Business Daily that has the best unbiased. They basically said what happened is the reason it was only 58,000 is they couldn't find people to hire. They want to hire them. They couldn't find anybody to hire them. And because the unemployment number basically stayed constant at 3.6%. East, thanks for the telephone call, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Let me go to the phones and I'll go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing great. Grab that phone, John, so you don't lose those people.
All right. I just want to say the reason they're against him, and it's obvious. They don't want Americans working, and because the less Americans you have working, the more Americans you keep dependent on you, and the more Americans you keep dependent on you, the more control you have, and that's what they're trying not to lose.
Yeah, and
that's what it all boils down to.
Well, let me tell you something. In my humble opinion, what Donald Trump is doing is working. He is getting the Mexicans to try to stop them at the southern border, which is a fraction of the U.S. border, a fraction. It's like a 15% of it. Well, actually, it's less than that. Because it's 1,900 miles and theirs is 125. But it's working. And give the guy a damn chance.
Exactly. And he's doing such a great job. And why if they would stop fighting him and stop worrying about who's controlling what for 10 minutes and work together, they would see the difference.
I absolutely agree with you, John.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great day.
You too. News 93.1. Cooper coming back to you right after this.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
District 74 does have a choice. Tobias Grant, a new name, a new voice. Tobias Grant, born and raised in Montgomery County, a University of Alabama graduate, a retired United States Army officer, and former NCO who served in Afghanistan.
I'm Tobias Grant. I want to unify and grow this district, and I need your vote this Tuesday, June 11th, to make that possible.
District 74 does have a choice. Tobias Grant, a new name, a new voice. Tobias Grant. Pay political ad by friends to elect Tobias Grant. District 74, P.O. Box 3393, Montgomery 36109.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
That's where we are. Guys, if you have a weather report of any type of damage or things that you're seeing out there, let us know. We're getting calls from like Hillwood had inline winds coming in. I was talking to somebody that was out on I-85 going 65 going south, and they said it was really bad. And that was the storm that was moving from Selma towards Montgomery and through Montgomery that that she was experiencing. And she said it was like dark as it could be, and the wind was really blowing. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Koopa. Hey, Koopa.
Dan, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you, Cooper. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm driving my wife's car, and when I call you, all of a sudden it shows up on her You know, I'm not used to this fancy stuff.
There you go.
So Dan's name shows up on your wife's car.
She's let me borrow her car for a change.
That's good.
Power's off on Ann Street. Just I don't know if you've heard that or not.
I have not.
Yeah, all in front of just about from Zelda on around. So I'm coming up on Lee High School here now, and they have power, but it was out all in front of Walmart and all that.
That is, I tell you what, if the power's out there, they've got a real problem because those lights are critical to get in and out of that very heavily trafficked area.
Actually, traffic is moving pretty good. Everybody is being careful, and I didn't see any accidents. So far, so good.
Well, how are people handling the no lights? I mean, are they obeying the rules? Are they taking turns?
I think everybody's just kind of taking their turn and going slow, being careful so far.
Cooper, I really appreciate the report. Where are you headed?
Well, I'm heading up to the, I'm actually going up to Sylacauga to pick up my granddaughter and then go back down to the lake.
Well, I want you to have a wonderful weekend.
Hey, can I say one thing?
Absolutely.
I am so glad you're talking about this
You broke up. I didn't hear that. All I heard is, I am so glad that you are talking about, he and dropped. Then you fell.
He dropped.
Oh, man.
But he dropped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody said there was a, was there a lightning strike that we had?
It's a big tree.
Big tree on Macklemore Road.
Somebody who's actually driving by said that all of a sudden it was lightning strike. I didn't hear anything, though.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
Not like
there.
When you and Greg.
Oh, no, that was very close to the building. I saw Greg's skeleton.
I was driving by the station when that hit. I saw
that
it.
Was a freaky
it was
day.
Yeah, wow. That was a freaky, freaky day. Okay, let's go to the second part of Dean Reynolds. And again, misrepresenting here, remember, it is a 5% on what a company is paying another company in Mexico for the product. It's not the price of the product at the point of delivery. It's at the point that they buy it. So it doesn't have... Didn't have profit in it, didn't have transportation in it, didn't have spoilage in it. Let's listen in.
Mexico surpassed Canada and China this year as the United States' largest trade partner. In 2018, the U.S. imported nearly $372 billion worth of goods and services from there. And while some of the biggest imports are automobiles and vehicle parts, the U.S. brought in $13.4 billion worth of fruits, vegetables, and nuts.
They've been ripping us off.
From a trade standpoint, I think Mexico has been an absolutely fabulous partner. I would not fault them at all. I do not see the point in messing with a great partner.
Testa says there's no way to painlessly adjust. Food is not a discretionary purchase.
You don't have to buy a car. You don't have to buy an iPhone. You don't have to do that. Food, everybody eats.
But not everybody eats avocados.
This avocado, for example. Avocados are the second largest fruit export from Mexico to the United States after tomatoes. Right now, one of these costs about $1.75. But if the tariffs are imposed and rise potentially to 25% by October, as the president has threatened, the price of this avocado would go well beyond $2 for just one of these. And that's real money.
Now, did you see what he did? He took the $1.79 and he added 25% to it.
Right, right.
That's how he came up with well over. If he would have said it just at $2, it would have been different. That is totally misleading, Dean Reynolds. And you guys should be ashamed of yourself for doing that. Let's go to Tricia. No, let me go to a break. Tricia, coming back to you right after this.
To the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Lowe's knows dads do it right by having go-to brands and knowing where to get them. We do it right, too, with savings on the brands he loves that also make great Father's Day gifts he'll love. Stop in today during Craftsman Days for all kinds of deals on Craftsman tools and power equipment, like a Craftsman 21-inch gas push mower now for just $199. For the perfect gift to make his day, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 6/19. See store for details, U.S. only.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one choice for the voters of Montgomery on June 11th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. Charlotte Meadows is the only proven Republican. She even campaigned for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Charlotte is the only proven conservative who has fought for much-needed educational reforms here in Montgomery. She supports our teachers and wants to make sure tax dollars actually get to our children's classroom. Charlotte Meadows will protect the Second Amendment and is the only candidate ever endorsed by the National Rifle Association. Charlotte Meadows will fight for the unborn, and she will work with local leaders to reduce crime here in Montgomery. We need to stand with Charlotte because she is the only candidate who has stood with us. When you go to the polls on June 11th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The severe thunderstorm watch continues in effect for parts of central and east Alabama. There have been several warnings this afternoon. A little bit earlier, the Montgomery Airport reported a wind gust of 60 miles per hour. Some of the stronger storms will have gusty winds, torrential rains, very intense lightning as they continue to move eastward through the area. And the threat of more storms will continue tonight and right on through the upcoming weekend. Occasionally, there will be torrential downpours. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action with instant push notifications for any severe weather alerts for your location. Get it in the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. You can also follow where the storms are and where they're going to be. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Now at Nukes, the Express Market with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab-and-go proteins and house-made sauces. Pick up anytime or place order on the Nukes app for curbside delivery. You'll be the hero at your next dinner. Nukes, 7880 Vaughn Road.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
.272-9228, that's where we are. Trisha has been so patient with me. Trisha, thanks for hanging on for me, my dear. Trisha, are you there?
I'm here. I'm here. You there?
I'm here.
How okay. You, I can you hear do? You, but I...
We did not punch the button.
I am out driving, and people need to avoid Chantilly if going from Vaughn Road to Atlanta Highway.
What's going on?
The lights are, the lights by the interstate are flashing, and it's already backing up.
That's not good. How's the weather right now out there?
It's just raining right now, but ALDOT is over here on Vaughn Road by, near Wallahatchie, cutting a tree out of the road, so people need to be cautious as they're coming up to that, because they got traffic stopped trying to get that tree out. Okay. They've got it pretty much removed right now.
It must be a pretty big tree.
Yeah, it looked like it was a pretty good size one. Well, not huge. They're just small up against that cornfield right there.
Yeah.
But it was enough to be in the road and be cut out. So it must have gotten pretty bad over here. I hope my umbrella's not in my pool when I get home.
or in the neighbor's yard, Bullock County.
And not to mention my trampoline. Oh, crap. I didn't think about that. No telling where that sucker is. It might be on the roof when I get there.
If you lose it, describe it. Call back in and describe it. We'll see if we can track it down for you.
We'll put an APB out on my trampoline. I might not want to take responsibility for that. All right, y'all be safe. Have a great day.
Thanks for calling, Trish, and give us the information. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
Oh, good. And cooled off, Doc. It's been heavenly. And last night was so nice, wasn't it?
Well, I still wanted to get in the 60s. My low was 72, I think.
I know. But after, it seemed like nights in the 80s, the preceding, this was heavenly. On Nightly Business Report last night, they were at a BMW 3 Series factory in Mexico. And tariff will add $1,700 to a 3 Series. And I would love to have Dick Brubaker call in and tell us, since he does BMW, probably a Porsche 3 Series.
I think he sold the BMW plant, but go ahead.
Yeah, he sells them, right.
I think he sold that dealership.
Oh, he does not do it anymore.
I don't think so.
Ah, it's BMW of Montgomery separate. Oh, I thought he might want to know. Well, he's a good person with the insight on that, too. And really, we'd rather them buy the BMWs they make in Tuscaloosa anyway. You know, the hell with the
Mexican. Wait. Don't they make BMWs in South Carolina?
Yes.
Mercedes. They don't make them in North Alabama?
Make Mercedes.
Yeah, Spartanburg, South Carolina.
Yes, Spartanburg, South Carolina, or outside of Greenville, actually.
Wow. Okay. Count me as mistaken. And a quick question for you, Dan. They had an interesting situation day before yesterday. It would have been yesterday for us whenever the president goes to meet the Irish prime minister or president, whatever he is. I think it's prime minister. And they couldn't agree on where to meet. Trump wanted the golf course. They wanted a castle. So they ended up kind of haphazardly doing it at the airport. And you being an advanced man, I just wonder what your impressions are of how that happened, Ben, if you had to go through stuff like
nothing,
that.
Nothing says unity as much as a meeting at an airport.
That was strange. Why do I get a strange impression of that?
If I were to call that one back in, David would say, we're revoking your diplomatic passport. You're on your own, Morris. So you gotta negotiate better than that, buddy.
Yeah, okay, because I didn't think I'd heard it. So that is an advanced man problem?
Well, it's kind of a double problem. First of all, the ambassador to that country and the Secretary of State are normally setting things up, and then they're saying, this is what we've kind of agreed to, and you kind of go check it out and see if this works type deal. And so I may call back and say, no, that doesn't work. We need to go do something else. But if you have a president of a country inviting you to his house for dinner or lunch, you normally do it. I mean, there's not a lot of reasons to not do it. If you're in a country and you want them to be at your golf course, I could see how the president could have a problem with that.
Wow. Why do you think Trump did not go to the castle? Not time, he was just ready to get to go play some golf, or this was just not well done on the advanced team?
It could be a myriad of reasons. It could be everything from too hard to get to, unsecure, looking like a king versus a president and a head of state.
Yeah.
Everything that you're doing on a trip like that is about optics and diplomacy. So you have to take, I mean, you literally, everything you do, you want to say, what is this going to look like on camera, and what will this look like in the hands of someone who doesn't like you in black ink?
Wow. And they made no mention of any agreement or discussion, so I don't guess they got any damn thing done, did they?
Was the castle in Ireland or in Scotland?
Oh, I'm talking about with the Irish.
Okay,
ambassador, and the meeting at the airport, it didn't seem like they made no news of anything that happened as a result of that meeting.
That's so a shame. Because Ireland is a great place. I did not do the Ireland portion. Two advanced guys named Hooley and Ahern did those, who were both, you know, Irish descendants. I did go with them, and we never paid for a drink, ever.
Oh, wow. I'm sure, because they wanted everybody to be happy in Ireland.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was, you know, Reagan was, you know, second generation Irish, and so
he's a superstar over there.
Oh, absolutely. And we went to
Obama was Irish too, wasn't he?
Yeah, for that day, we went to Reagan, Ireland, and boy, those people rolled out the red carpet.
Oh, I would imagine so. Well, guys, I think we'll have a cool rainy weekend, and we damn sure need it. Y'all be careful out in this weather and enjoy yourself.
Thank you so very much. Have a great day. Good talking to you.
You too.
Let me go to George. George of the Jungle, friend for you and me. Hey, George.
George, you there?
Yeah, George.
Oh, this sounds like Clint.
This does sound like Clint.
It is Clint, isn't it? I ain't been called George in a long time.
Well, I'm not sure how we must have had ESP to come up with your real name.
Well, good day, gentlemen. How are you today on this wet day? Beautiful day.
Very good.
You know, I'm with you, Mr. Morris. These guys down about to drive me crazy. Like you always say, what has Trump done wrong today? Well, I have a question for you, sir.
Yes?
The CBO. When does the budget come up to be put in place again? Is it September or October?
To get what in place?
The budget.
Oh, the October. You have to have it. The fiscal year ends in October.
October. I haven't heard nothing on anybody talking about the budget. Would the president have to shut the government down again?
If they don't come up with a budget, they will. But also, if they don't increase the debt limit, and I'm going to have to do some thinking on this, but I think that comes up in about, I think that's like August, that they have done the budget for the amount of money, but they have to increase the debt limit to pay for that portion. I think that comes in August, but I will check it out. I'm sure Joey's fast fingers are typing it
out. Right. Well, they're so intent on impeaching the president. They're not even thinking about the budget. And I don't think the Republicans are, too, or either. I mean, they just not. They're just...
Well, you got to remember, we're just in June, and so they normally take, if you do the 13 unified, you don't do it as a unified budget, and you do it as 13 individual budgets, you know, you can do it all in a couple of months.
There's not much in the news as far as the budget. I mean, the latest thing is the Senate rejected Rand Paul's penny plan budget he put out. He puts it forth every year, and they reject it every year.
Of course. Because it makes too much sense.
Because, I mean, not spending any money, like if he didn't even cut things by a penny on the dollar, he just didn't spend anything, that's still a cut according to Congress.
Level spending?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Well, when was the last time they really sat down and had it? In the last 2 years, the government's been shut down.
Right.
You know, they always wait to the last minute.
Of course.
Whose fault is that? The Pubs or the Dems? Or both?
It's kind of a combination of them both.
All right.
For different reasons, though.
No, I'm sure there is. I was in the military. I had to keep up with it because they said, well, we ain't going to get paid this month. So we said, well, we quit then. We ain't working. You know how that works out.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, really. All right, sir. You guys have a great weekend.
Appreciate it. Red Top, I just got word that they did meet at the castle versus the airport. So, we'll dispel that rumor right off the bat. 84? The 84?
Wow.
84 hates my show. Why is he calling here? 84?
Because I hate you, Dano.
I can tell.
You know I don't hate you. We broke bread together. Several times, brother.
And drink adult beverages together, too.
Well, maybe. I will neither confirm nor deny those allegations, Dano.
I like that.
No, I just had a traffic update. Norman Bridge Road, coming out of downtown, headed south on Norman Bridge, there's a huge tree that is laying across Norman Bridge Road in between Felder and Fairview. And they're redirecting traffic. Power out. Yeah, I'm over here at Tomatino's right now, and it had the power out in Cloverdale. The power just came back on, so that's going to be a mess for a good long while before they get that out.
So, folks, for you old Montgomery folks, instead of going down to Felder, turn left at Cloverdale and go the back way to Five Points.
Yeah, if you're coming out downtown, do not come down Union Street. Go down and hit Court Street and go home. Do not try to use Norman Bridge Road because you cannot use Norman Bridge Road.
So are you down at Tomatino's saving their air conditioner, or are you eating?
I'm actually working on a cooler.
The old walk-in cooler trick, huh?
That's what the issue is today. So, but anyhow, I just wanted to give you a traffic update.
Thanks, 84. I want you to have a great weekend. You going to stay in town?
Yeah. I'll be in town.
Good boy.
All right. Hey, if you go over there to Fresh Market and get us a steak, I might come in.
You may eat a steak if I bring it to you?
I'll bring the peppers.
I like that.
I'll go down to Reed's and get some peppers. And bring
I tell you, those, there. Those peppers down in Reed's are just incredible.
Aren't they wonderful?
I tell you, everything. And now the corn, I had the corn for the first time and this season, and they're really juicy and really sweet.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. But anyhow, y'all have a good day. I got power back on. Now I can go back to work.
You go do that. You have a great day.
All right, my friend. We'll see you.
Take care. Here's an interesting story on the southern border by Trace Gallagher of Fox News. He was on, you see, southern border, Trace Gallagher. Very good. Listen to this story. This is interesting.
Crisis on our southern border intensifies. New report details a plot by ISIS to exploit what is a huge vulnerability. Fox News correspondent Trace Gallagher, he's live in our West Coast newsroom with the very latest. Trace.
Sean, these attacks were designed to cripple the U.S. economy, and a captured ISIS fighter who's a Canadian citizen says leaders of the terror group chose him because he was not known by his government to be an ISIS fighter, which gave him a better chance to get on board an airplane. The terror suspect says the plan was for him to use false passports and IDs to get on a flight from Syria to Puerto Rico and then on to Mexico, where a New Jersey man would smuggle him across the border into the United States and up to New York. He was then to get a job at a bank or financial institution, get behind the company's firewall, and sabotage it. The International Center for the Study of Violent Extremism, which spoke to the captured ISIS fighter, says, quote, "We often hear about terrorists trying to enter the southern border in political debate, but I rarely have come across a real case. It surprised me to hear this was a real plot by ISIS to exploit our southern border." Experts add that it's scary to think what an insider can do to a company because there are very few limits on the damage a rogue can cause.
So we have an ISIS fighter that's going over the border, and they was trying to do it as a concealed identity, and he was going to go in and get behind the firewall, and John, you would know something about this, and tear them up on a computer basis and screw them up. It's an ISIS guy coming over the border.
Listen, that's the next big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, and Hillary Clinton is a expert on that. She's been doing some cyber consulting.
Yeah, cyber security. She's talking to the group. I bet you're going to rush to that meeting to listen to her.
Yeah, that's like inviting Jeffrey Dahmer to a buffet or something. Yeah.
And this slowly becomes a very tough thing to stop. I mean, once you smash the geographic caliphate, these guys, I mean, you're stopping essentially lone wolves or just small cells, and it's very difficult. I guess they found him because they're reporting on it, but it can be a very tough thing to take care of.
Well, as they used to say, tell me in the intelligence community, it's what we don't know is what really scares us out here. News Tone 3.1. Demo show, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes, iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
That's where we are on a Friday. Here's another interesting story here. The TSA is now allowing migrants to board flights without any paperwork done, but they also are walking them around the TSA one. They're also walking them around security checkpoints. This is amazing.
The TSA is allowing migrants who have been released from federal custody after crossing the border illegally to board flights without any identification. That's what a new report claims. The Washington Examiner says the agency is accepting notice to appear in court papers, even though that's not on their own list of acceptable ID. There's the ID right there. Here to react is former U.S. Deputy Assistant Secretary of Transportation, Oliver McGee, who joins us today from down in Lubbock, Texas. Oliver, good morning to you.
Oliver? Well, good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Can you explain to me, so the TSA is taking these migrants to the airport, and what are they doing with them?
Essentially, what they're saying is if a person comes with a notice to appear in court, they're saying that's acceptable to board an airplane, and that is unacceptable for aviation safety and security. And so they're walking them around the checkpoint and directly onto the plane, while you, Steve, and I are taking off our buckles and belts and suspenders and shoes and socks, and we're waiting in a long line to get past that same point. That's not acceptable.
That's amazing.
Wow. Why the double standard?
Well, why? I mean, why drop your guard for a particular group of people? I mean, did you have them in solitary confinement or something, and you know that they don't have anything? And did you do such a brilliant job of finding out about them that you didn't have to do any? I mean, that's nuts. Let's go to Mike D. Mike D., welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, how's it going, Dan, Joey, and John?
Doing great, Mike. Great. Good talking to you again.
Doing good.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just wanted to give you a weather report up here in Tallahassee. It's trash day, and it got so rough, the trash cans were walking across the street. I've been having to dodge those. That's been fun. But it passed through. It lasted like 10 minutes, then it passed through, and now it's just kind of raining.
Does Tallahassee have their own sanitation department, or do they contract it out?
They're with an advanced disposal.
Okay.
They have the landfill up there on Washington Boulevard in Tallahassee. But, the most shocking thing I've heard today, Dan, is that 84 is working. I thought you just did radio at noon and at 6.
Yeah, it's 84 Productions and Air Conditioning Service.
Well, we just know he called in. We don't know he's really working.
Yeah, good point, John.
I started scanning the radio to see what station he was on.
There you go, exactly. Yeah.
I just wanted to touch in with y'all and just say keep up the good work. And if I can get my name put in for Sweet Creek this week.
You absolutely can. And let me tell you what, you have a high probability of getting selected. How about that?
Excellent. I'm probably going out there tomorrow anyway, but it'd be nice to have that gift basket.
That really would. I tell you what, get hold of some of those cantaloupes and the peppers. They are absolutely spectacular.
I'll do that. I got to get me another turkey club. I had that last week, and man, that thing is fantastic.
Yeah, I know that little cranberry that they put on there.
The cranberry, I guess, compote or jam or whatever it is, and then the green apples. Man, that's fantastic.
Yeah, they really know how to combine flavors. I brought back a Cuban and had half of it left, and let somebody sample it. I'm talking about little teeny piece of it, by the way, but they go, that's the best, and it was a day old, they were going, that's the best sandwich of Cuban I've ever had.
And they're just such nice people out there. It's a really great atmosphere.
Yep, that's why we like them so much.
And Mike, your birthday's 9/27?
That's correct, Joey. You got it, man.
Are you watching Super Showdown tonight?
Absolutely.
All right, yeah, from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
Is this another WrestleMania?
Yeah, they're claiming it's a WrestleMania equivalent event from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. Those royals have a lot of money.
The rumor is that Seth Rollins is going to drop the title to Baron Corbin, and then Brock Lesnar is going to cash in on Baron.
Oh my! Well,
yeah, it should be interesting.
So into the line for people like me.
Well, and the Goldberg's coming out of retirement to face the Undertaker. This is how much money Saudis have.
I've heard of the Undertaker.
Right. The Saudis have
the
all this money.
Grandpa versus Grandpa match.
Right. It's weird.
Don't insult old people now. I take that personally.
Yeah. Nothing was better than Burrhead Jones.
Oh. now you go going back in town.
Okay.
I'm going old school. Old school.
Very, very old school. Man, I even remember that. Thanks, Mike.
Well, I love you guys, man. We'll talk to you later.
Great talking to you, my friend. Let's see if we can fit in Just Me. Hey, Just Me.
Yes, just want to report a power outage in Macon County, County Road 9.
Yeah? How far down County Road now? Is it the County Road 9? How far down past the actual county line down County Road 9?
I don't know. This is around Chestnut Hill area.
I don't know. Around. I don't know that.
Oh,
area.
Okay. Anyhow, I don't mind the lights being out, but I sure hope the refrigeration comes back pretty soon.
Yeah, I hate it when you have that food spoilage. That's why you need a generic generator.
There you go. There you are.
Just Me, thank you so very much.
All right. Listen, Dan, could you put my name in the hat for the Sweet Creek?
No.
You couldn't?
Of course I will. Just Me. Give me a month and day of birth.
Okay, October 7th.
You got it. You're in.
Okay, and I thank you for everything.
Thank you. Let me go to Marcia. Marcia, welcome on board the Dan Marcia.
Hey, thanks. I love your show. Listen, every day I never call in.
You're a first time.
My name in.
Wait a minute. You're a first time caller?
Yeah.
Wow. Yay.
Way. Let's give him a paw. Since he didn't hit the clap button. There we go. Okay, Marcia, you have to tell me about yourself.
Well, I'm off for the summer. I'm a bus driver in Otaga County, and I keep my granddaughters, and we just have a good old time.
How do you like being a bus driver?
It has its good points and bad points. It allows me to be home with my kids, and now to be home with my grandkids.
What is the craziest thing you've seen as a bus driver?
About as far away as next door to my house on the interstate, a diesel truck fully loaded overturned in the median. We had a bus full of kids, and we were pulled over with the bus broke down. And it was like slow motion watching it, you know, and nobody was injured. It didn't even make the news that it was buses pulled over that caused the accident. But the only thing is his little doggy died, and that was the saddest part, yeah.
Well, Marcia, I've got you. Do you see people that when you stop and the sign is out that says stop, do you see people ignore that a lot?
Every day.
People do not realize how dangerous that is.
Well, I've been driving for about 17 years, and it never happened, you know, 15 years ago. And just as the years have gone by, it's like people just disregard it. Every day, they just blow on by us.
Very, very dangerous. That's how you kill kids. Marcia, I got your name in. You're in for the Fresh Market.